This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Almost 90 House Democrats say climate change should be a starting point as President Biden tries to revive his domestic agenda. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
President Biden's $2 trillion Build Back Better Act stalled out in the U.S. Senate late last year. He's now trying to resurrect pieces of it. Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose, who represents Boulder, co-signed a letter asking the president to make climate change the bedrock for new negotiations.
My sense is that there's a consensus that the climate investments can get the sufficient votes necessary in the House and the Senate to get to the president's desk. And so I think we ought to accomplish what we can accomplish.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is the key Democratic holdout. It's unclear what sort of climate investments he'd support. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A new study shows the benefit of an alternative strategy to ease postpartum pain without using opioids. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Women routinely receive medications, often oxycodone, to help manage pain after delivering babies by a cesarean section. A team at Lutheran Medical Center studied how a group of nearly 200 women did using a binder, a wide compression belt around the abdomen. Corey Hoskins is the lead researcher and an OB nurse.
We have these weak muscles in our midsection. We're putting some pressure on that incision. So the reason that the binder helps is because it acts as kind of like a girdle.
The results show the majority of patients who wore the binder reported less pain and used less pain medication after the operation. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.